Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, you got Brenda Bradshaw, psychic, soul, card, reading, right now, Blog Talk.
It seems life was losing all its fun, always loving on the run. There was nothing to be done. With you, I turn my whole thing around, pick myself up off the ground. Come to these arms, I want to embrace you. You are my lady, I'll never replace you. Oh, Brenda, my Brenda, I'm thinking about your love.
About receiving, cooperation, forgiveness, and agreement. There are six decks. You get to pick each one of those decks as your story unfolds. In the cards, I concentrate and I listen inside of myself to the Holy Spirit telling me the interpretation. This show is not like any other show. Thank you so much for joining the show. Thank you for your patience as we go through and do a reading for someone. They may have gotten readings from other shows, but they didn't get this kind of reading. 347-838-8452. This is Brenda Bradshaw. We're doing the readings, messages from the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for all your love and all your support.
I'm thinking about your love. You're all that I'm dreaming of.
Good evening, this is Brenda Bradshaw, and yes, I have a question already in chat. Can I ask you if you see anything regarding employment opportunities coming up? Spirit Form, that's your name, chat, let's see. Coming up, would that mean that you have already planned it? Things don't just come up unless you're making a plan, so I'm thinking if you've got a plan on your employment, that would be the best way to go. you can answer me in chat, but I think that we don't just wait for things to come up. We kind of make a plan and we focus and then we visualize and then we make the plan unfold. But we're very instrumental in our plans. Things don't just happen to us. So I don't know what she means by coming up, other than she's hoping something that she's already planned is going to come up. How about that? Well, we'll just let that go. Let's see what else is going on the board tonight. Boy, we had a busy week, didn't we? Oh, I'm hoping to get things going by February. Oh, well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, I can see things going by February. And I think I agree with that. And start looking, finding a job. So, okay, so what you're doing is you're clearing things out and hoping to find a job in February. Well, that's a good time, you know, for everybody. Right, it's first of the year, don't get much done, so February. But I rather like March, April. I like springtime, so if you're looking for things to be fulfilled, that's what I would say would be probably March. March is going to be the best time for that. So that's up to you, but that's what I see. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Let's see what else is going on the board here. 773, what are you doing tonight? Mm-hmm. Are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
So what's going on with you?
I'm really stressed about my medical situation. I was in an accident 2 years ago, and I just got a letter from the lawyer saying that he's off the case of moving out of the country, and now I'm completely shocked, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay, so you got a letter? Is that what you said? A letter?
Yes. Yes.
And it wasn't good?
No.
What was being said in the letter?
He's been on the case for a year and a half, and I have seen nothing, no progress, nothing, and I just fired him.
Yeah.
And the day before, he had sent a letter saying that he's leaving the law firm. So we both, it was a mutual thing. But
so this person is really thinking negative, and I don't think you are. I think you're a positive person. Haven't you been kind of thinking to turn it around? You've been praying the other direction, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you because, you know, sometimes people who are in this situation, you know, whether it be health or something wrong with them, that it's very hard for them to think good about it. So I would just go and I'd just go ahead and I'd think positive about it, you know, and I would tell them positive things. That's what you did, didn't you?
Not really, no, because he did not produce any results for me. It's been over 2 years since the accident, and I've gotten not
well,
one.
Well, aren't you ready to do that now? Aren't you ready to kind of like step back and be positive about the situation? I mean, you know, you might go negative at first, but that's not the person I'm talking to. I'm talking to a person who usually lifts people up, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with that. I think you could do that. I think you can tell them positive things and kind of lift them up through the whole situation. That's what I feel coming from you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't get down about it. Don't let the, you know, the all the, you know, sad, you know, there's a bunch of sad, but you can't be sad because they're depending on you to be happy. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
No.
Yeah. Well, I know you can work on this, and I'm seeing it come out good. But I see it coming out good, but it isn't until late July. Okay? So give it some time.
Mm-hmm.
So about late July, it seems to be working out a little bit better. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Have a good night to you, too. Spirit's leaving now. She's leaving the chat room, so she said have a good night. Thank you very much, Spirit. Let's see here what else is going on. Okay. 218, you're up next. What are we looking at for you?
Hello?
Yeah, what are we looking at? What's going on?
I'm looking at what if I should start school this upcoming semester.
Well, I guess it would depend on what you want to do. You kind of hadn't made your mind up yet. You kind of going to have to look at some books. You got to have to look it over before you make your mind up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you thought about this before, but you didn't do it. So I think you're kind of like hesitating, huh? Kind of like in that middle ground where you're not sure. Is that right?
Yeah, that's how life is right now.
Yeah. So really when you get there, you know, don't make a decision. Don't make a decision yet. You're going to have to figure out exactly what you want. And, you know, once you do that, then you can make a decision. So I don't see you making a decision until you get there. You know, get some books and get some things and look it over. Talk to some people. See if that's what you really want to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that you won't go, but you're not going just yet. You could postpone it. You know, you could postpone it when you really go. And that's what, you know, that's good. Does it sound like I have a cold?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I have a cold. As well as nasal stuff. Isn't that a cold? That's why it sounds that way.
Yeah,
back in the nasal, huh? Yeah. Listen. Talking about that, have you ever considered nursing? You ever thought about nursing?
I've thought about it. My grandma did it.
Yeah. Well, I think you got some nursing in there. You know, you might want to check out some nursing programs. Have you considered that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, your grandma did it, and that means it's in your blood. You know, kind of in your blood, your ancestors. So nursing came to me, you know, that might be a good thing to check out for you. And so you want to check that out. Would you do that for me, please? Just check out the nursing program? Yeah. Because I think you got that in your blood. Your grandma would be very proud of you if you went into nursing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's what I see for you. And just take your time. Well, you're welcome, honey. Just take your time. And I'm just going to go on and do my thing and see if I can get this nose cleared up. I need a nurse right about now. Okay,
yes,
honey. You have a good evening. Thanks for calling in, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Yeah, I need a nurse right now. I've got a little bit of nose congestion. You know, that feeling where you really can't blow your nose because nothing comes out. I don't know about nursing. Nurses are very, very admirable. If she wants to be a nurse, boy, she's picking the right one. There's a lot of people. Divine timing. It's all about that divine timing, isn't it? Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah! Well, welcome to today's program. If you're ready to reach your truest, highest potential, then stay tuned, because I'm going to show you how to maximize your potential in all things and accelerate in the full calling that God has for your life. Today, I'm going to show you how to move forward in your life with divine timing. And when you understand this concept, there is nothing that can stand in your way. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Tells us clearly in the book of Ecclesiastes that there is a time appointed for every purpose. The challenge for most of us is to learn to flow in sync with the seasons of heaven. In my years of ministry, I've seen so many people who have, for lack of a better word, aborted their purpose, their giftings, or even their anointing, because they were just not in sync and in harmony with what God was doing in a specific season. You have to be able to discern and embrace the season you are in. Once you understand that season, you'll be able to respond appropriately and get everything that God has for you in that time. It's difficult for so many people because we want to move faster and we want to run ahead of God in many instances, because going through difficult times seem as if it's a waste of time. But God has a process. He's working in all of our lives, and He makes beautiful everything in its time. God is the one that created time, and God created time to follow a specific sequence. Life is to time what wet is to water and heat is to fire. We must be vigilant in conferring with God concerning the timing of everything. David recorded a prayer. He said, "So teach us to number our days that we can apply our hearts to wisdom." God is a strategic God, and He wants to give you wisdom for life and living. Wisdom is gained over a period of time based on experiences. In order for us to really live life on purpose, we've got to be able to understand divine timing. And understanding divine timing is going to help you to master the ability to balance conflict, to eliminate distractions, and to gain God-inspired priorities. It's not just a matter of it being from God, but it's a matter of it being for us. So when we think about timings, a lot of us think about timing as a clock and a calendar and something that we manage, and all of those things are man-made. But when we talk about divine timing, we're talking about things such as sequence and syncopation and synchronization. Timing is everything. I can tell you this, that I catch the airplane a lot of time, and there are one or two times that I missed my flight. And I missed it because the airline works with timing, and it's all syncopated. It's not only the pilot that I'm concerned about or the people that are working behind the counter that are taking my tickets. Well, we have the air traffic control as well. And there are so many things that have to be synchronized that in order for there not to be collisions and accidents in the air, they have to be synchronized, syncopated, but here's the important thing. There's got to be sequenced. And so they can't hold up a flight just for me, although I want them to. And there are many times I have argued, I'm a million miler. But guess what? They have to deal with sequence. It has to be syncopated, and it has to be synchronized. This is what God is talking about when He talks about timing. He's not talking about a calendar. He's not talking about our to-do list. He's talking about all of the other things that are happening in the big scheme of things, and He wants to get us synchronized, because what we do by way of purpose and assignment is not only just about us and our life and our success and our prosperity. It's about all of the other things and moving parts that are going on in the big scheme of God's unfolding plan in humanity. Let me give you an example of this. In the Bible, it talks about Moses. Moses becoming a deliverer. Of course, we know the story of how he was adopted by Pharaoh's daughter after being dropped in the water, and we know the whole story. But Moses received a prompting that his timing had come, and it had come for him to rise up as a deliverer of his nation. This happened 10 years prior to the statute of limitation for their bondage in Egypt, which was approximately 400 years. So there was no one there to help him to understand these promptings, so he acted presumptuously and killed a man. He ended up in the wilderness for 40 years. Thus, the children of Israel, if you take the 400 minus 40 and you do your math, you're going to end up with them being 30 years past the prophetic statute of limitation. And this is how we get the fact that it was 10 years prior. If it was 430 minus 40, we end up at the 390 mark. Now, this is very important because back in those days, they didn't have clocks like we had. They didn't have calendars like we had. But how was Moses to know that his time had come? There was an inner prompting. And this is why as we pray, we're praying for the timing of the Lord as well, so that we can match the inner prompting with the sequence of the unfolding of God's events in the bigger scheme of things. So that means that we have to learn how to move in sync with God's timing based on the prompting of the Lord. We have to learn heaven's rhythm through prayer. Most of us never take the time to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us. But when you talk about timing, we've got to be able to say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to learn heaven's rhythm and to pick up heaven's frequency. Time and place are inextricably connected. So if I ask you to meet me for lunch at 1 o'clock, but I don't give you a place or a zip code, you can't fulfill my request. So when we talk about timing, we're talking about prophetic zip codes as well. Listen to this. Adam met God in the cool of the morning in a place called Eden. So time and place are inextricably connected. I call this a prophetic grid. There is a prophetic grid in which his will for your life has to be carried out. Here's the caveat. A lot of times we are pushed out of that place because we want to get out of a situation or circumstance that sometimes may be God, but we think that it's not. For instance, Joseph was in a prison, and many of us would have been praying, God, move Joseph out of the prison because he is innocent. Many times God has allowed things to happen in our lives because he's preparing us for something big and something great. The preparation for your destiny began even before you were conceived. Listen to this. The Lamb of God was slain before the foundation of the world. God told Jeremiah, before you were born in your mother's womb, I ordained you to be a prophet. This is exciting because when we deal with time, we usually deal with it as if it's just empty space within a parenthetical moment in history that we are just going into. But time is like a womb. Time and space actually has already been eclipsed by eternity. By the time you were born into something that was in motion. Every morning you wake up, time is already in motion. One of the things that we have to do, therefore, is that if God in his omniscience knows everything, we've got to trust the process that God has placed us in. Just showing up, if he has a scheduled, I call it a bus for you to show up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, don't be hanging around in the restaurant taking your last sip of coffee or your last sip of your favorite drink, looking at your watch, knowing that you've got 5 minutes to get from the restaurant to the bus to make it on time. Don't sit around and say, I'm going to see if I can make it in 2 minutes, and what I'm doing now is so pleasurable that I think I can, and then end up showing up like I did a couple of minutes late, and I literally mean it was a couple of minutes late. I saw them close the door, and the airplane was still on the runway another 10 minutes, and I kept saying, why can't you let me in? They said, this is the procedure I have to follow. Isn't that interesting? A lot of us want to jump over the procedure that God has described to us. Sometimes when a season ends, some of us want, no matter how good it is, we don't want that season to end, and we don't want to make it into the next season for many reasons, and we miss our prophetic bus. God has a plan. He has a procedure, and he has a process, but our individual processes are different from God's. This is why we talk about syncopation. Get syncopated to heaven's rhythm concerning your life. Don't try to keep up with anyone else's. The devil will make it seem as if you are out of rhythm with everyone else. But listen to what Henry Thoreau said. He said, if a man loses pace with his companions, perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer. Let him step to the music which he hears, however measured or far away. Each one of us have to keep up with heaven's rhythm for our lives. You will not always see the benefit of what you are going through or what God has called you to because you are seeing through the eyes of a child. Seeing it through the eyes of a child simply means that you're going to trust your Heavenly Father that He knows best. God is a God that is going to announce your coming at the right time. He declared this about Jesus, that this is my beloved Son in whom I well please. And that declaration did not come until he was being baptized in the water. And so when we talked about time and place being inextricably connected, when you get in that place according to the divine timetable of God and you were doing the right thing at the right time with the right people for the right reason, God is going to announce your coming too. So stay tuned because it is time for the smart board. So I'm going to be right back.
Don't you love it when it comes true? Somebody in chat, well, her name is Patch Love. She's talking about time and she's been looking at Ezekiel and looking through the Bible and looking at time and which is really important because we have to understand that there is a season for everything and the seasons are connected to God and how God's working with us. So I see her having a very good year because she's looking at her time and she's understanding her time. And even though it just seems like sometimes that we're out of sync, that we're not in sync with time and with God, but we really are. We have to look at what the whole picture. It's a big picture, not just a little picture. But I love that bringing it out because that is what it's all about. It's all about the timing, all about the energy. Okay, 860.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing tonight? What's going on with you?
Hi, I just was calling in for a talk. Card reading message or anything you have. I really like what this weather lady was talking about with timing.
Yeah, I got a lot. I got a lot about timing, especially in your life. Now, I tell you right now, you know, you start out doing things and then you stop sometimes because you think, well, I'm not going in the right direction. So I want to tell you that you are going in the right direction.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't judge yourself so harshly. You tend to do that. Yeah, you tend to say, well, yeah, you do. You're kind of hard on yourself. You know.
Yes.
You know how you do that?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, do you know, stop being hard on yourself because nobody's judging you except for you. You know. You got to remember that. Now, you know, God judged judgment, but He didn't do it till we get finished. After you get finished in the judgment, but not right now. You're in the middle of a process. Everything that you're doing is a process. Now, I want to say you've got a partner, somebody that you're leading, you're getting questions. You're having choices made by a partner. Is that what I'm picking up? That somebody's making choices for you?
Basically, it was a year and a half of on and off with this person, and I just let him go with free will.
just this past year. So
yeah, but you needed to go with free will because, you know, people were making your judgments for you.
Yeah.
So are you on free will now?
Yes. Yes.
How does that feel? Does that feel good?
It feels lighter. Yes, it feels really good.
Yeah, well, everybody's supposed to use their free will, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, if you have somebody who's around trying to give you all your answers for you, like, you know, should I do this, should I do that, then you get into a lot of that judgment. So
yeah.
I feel like you're on the right track now using your free will. But also,
yeah.
I want to say something about transportation. Something going on as far as your transportation. Are you getting a car? Are you changing your transportation? What's going on with that?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm legally blind, so I seek rides a lot. So I was just actually seeking somebody to take me to somewhere tomorrow. We have a website, basically, that neighbors helping neighbors. So I just basically posted if somebody would like to help me first.
So how about you get your own transportation? What's that?
I don't know because I don't drive and I don't live in a city either where it's easy to get transportation. No, I don't.
So I mean, have you considered driving?
I can't.
Yourself?
I'm legally blind.
Okay, so there's no way that you can get around yourself. Right.
I can.
With help.
Uber and things of that nature, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I would love to see you more free to go where you want to go. That's what I'm looking at this year for you. No pride in just everybody says, okay, we're gonna take her. You know, it's gonna move faster, okay?
Yeah.
Transportation is gonna move faster for you this year. That's what I'm looking at for this year, honey.
Do you feel somebody, a committed partner coming in?
Somebody coming in? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, are you talking about love? Talking about love?
Yeah.
Well, you've been trying that, but you gotta do it. You're doing it backwards. It's not coming in. They're already there. You just got to wake up. You just got to work with the people that are there already. There are quite a lot of them already there that love is available. Now, I want to tell you that. Now, I know you're thinking, oh, where are they? But they're right there. They're friends, you know.
Okay.
And they definitely are lovers. They can be lovers, but you got to develop them. But nobody comes in, honey. You've already got everybody you need. Can you understand my time in here?
Yeah, I guess so. I just don't know until I know with my heart.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
Well, what I want you to do is wake up inside and just say, I know.
Okay.
Right now, I know, Brenda.
I know.
There's somebody there. It's just that me.
Yeah.
You got to hook in with that timing, honey.
Okay.
And the timing is already set. So, you said it. You're the one that kept saying, I want somebody. And you kept saying that. And the more you say, I want somebody, the more you're going to bring it in. You see what I mean?
Yeah, and I wrote my list. I wrote my specifics of what I want for me. Yeah.
And you already did it. You did a good job. I'm agreeing with you. You already brought it in. Now, all you got to do is just let it keep on coming.
Then
keep on writing about it, keep on talking about it, and then it brings it alive. You see?
Okay. Yes.
Brings it to timing. Brings it to your time. But you know they're already there. I see somebody with the name, I have a name for you, Stephen. Do you know a Stephen?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's a name that's coming to me. So if you want to use that name to pull him in, there you go. Now, there was a David. You have a David?
Yes. That was my first love. Yeah.
Well, I love David, and David and Stephen are very much alike, so that's why I chose both of them. So David is number one, and he definitely is coming in. By the end of this year, you'll know David for sure. How's that sound?
Oh, my God. No, David was my first love, so it's, are you saying it was a David or a Stephen that you're getting? Is that what you're saying?
Yep, I say either one of those is going to work for you. But I love both of them, and David is definitely on the chart line to be yours. So y'all have already made a lot of commitments, you and David. Ain't that right?
I don't know. I don't know a David. I only know my first David, which was 10 years ago, and that was my
honey,
first.
Honey, David is the name. David is the name. That means that you get along with David. It may not be that first love, but I'll tell you that you do love a David, and David loves you. Now, when David comes in, don't just say, it's my first love. Say, it's David. David is my matching name. I just matched you with your name that you're supposed to be with. Got
right.
it?
Yes, I got it.
Okay,
got
so
it.
Now that you know that, you can look for David. Okay.
I'm going to look for David or Stephen, as you said. Stephen as well.
Yeah, either
right?
one of them will work for you.
Okay.
Either one are 100% love matches for you. Okay?
Thank you. And I wanted to thank you because I finished my book. I've talked to you before, and it came out in October. So,
the book. Well, that's wonderful. How's the book doing?
It's only 3 months in, but it's patient.
All right, use your timing. Use the timing and the agreement. Say, I agree. I agree that in 3 months it's going to be over the tops in sales. Use your timing.
Okay.
Always use what you got going on. Say, it's a good book. It's a good book. There are people reading that book. Always make good, positive statements about it. And then when you issue it out there, just say, it's going to sell. I do receive this. Say, I receive it. I receive the sales from that book. There you go. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Okay.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you got it going on. I see purple all around it. It's purple. I see purple all around it. It's really beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I just saw the purple cover. Oh, my God. You're so connected. That's so cool. I think that's beautiful, and I picked purple because it's connected to divine.
Yeah, that's right. Purple is all around it, honey. So hold it up to the purple. Hold it up to the divine. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you're very welcome, and no problem at all. I'll be glad to send the purple all the way up to the divine. It looks like hearts, and it looks like flowers. It looks like purple. Dancing purple. Yes, beautiful.
It's definitely, it's heartfelt. It's all heartfelt book, and it
definitely
just puts so much into you. Yeah, thank you.
Well, you were definitely divine. Work with the divine, honey. You can't go wrong. Okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for calling in. I love
you
all the way down the line, okay? You and David all the way, okay?
God bless. Thank you.
You're very welcome, honey. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. That's a very good sign. The divine is purple. Yes, indeedy. Well, Billy Graham says faith. And faith definitely is something about the sound. Faith.
Because in my heart, I don't say I think, I hope. I say I know. And you know, there's another element in our lives that we don't think much about, and that's the element of faith. You think of the faith that you have to have every day. You have to have faith that your wife didn't put poison in your coffee this morning. You have to have faith in her. She might have felt like it, but she didn't. You have to have faith in the bank. When you write a check and sign it and you have money in the bank, you have to have faith that the bank's going to pay it. You have to have faith in the government. When you pull out a dollar bill, now I know it's shrinking, but you have faith that back of it is a dollar, that people will accept it as money. Everything we do is by faith. Now, for example, when I come up on a hill, and I live in the mountains of North Carolina, and we have a lot of hills, I don't stop my car before I get to the crest of the hill and get out and walk over and see if somebody's coming up the other side on the wrong side. I have faith to believe that the drivers are going to stay on their side. Faith, 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 everything. When you sat in that chair, had you ever sat in that chair before? I bet you didn't pick it up and examine it and put your hands on it to see if it would hold you. By faith, you just sat down in it. You had faith that people wouldn't build a chair that wouldn't hold you. Everything we do is by faith. All right, take the same faith. Put it in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you will know who Jesus is. You accept him by faith, and he comes into your life and into your heart, and you know that he's who he claims to be. On that Damascus road that I referred to a moment ago, the Apostle Paul said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And then Paul asked him another question. Paul said, "What do you want me to do, Lord?" And Jesus said, "Arise and go." I'm asking you today to arise and come to him. Now, some of you can ridicule. Some of you can reject him. Some can just put it off and say, "I'm going to wait till another time." Or you can accept him as your Lord and your Savior and your Master and the Son of God. And he will come into your heart and forgive your sin and change your life. Jesus Christ, superstar. Judas, don't get me wrong. I only want to know, he said. And then the haunting chorus, Jesus Christ, superstar, do you think you are what they say you are? Yes, and more, 10,000 times more than two men in England ever put in those lyrics is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And you are asked today to receive him. In fact, if you're going to go to heaven, the Bible teaches, you have to receive him. If you're going to have your sins forgiven, you have to.
At you, I don't understand why you let the things you did get so out of hand. You'd have managed better if you'd had it planned. Now why'd you choose such a backward time in such a strange land? If you'd come today, you could have reached the whole nation. Israel in 4 BC had no mass communication. Don't you get me wrong?
Don't you get me wrong?
Don't you get me wrong?
that's right. Jesus Christ Superstar. You ought to really, that's an old one. Just look at that and just listen to the music and everything. It was really, it was back in the day, Jesus Christ Superstar. Yes, this is a really important thing to pay attention to. As we look back, you know, we forget all the things that were said. Let me see here what's going on with my ticker here. Let's see here. Oh, okay, I'll get a call here in a minute. Here we go. 480, you're a caller. What can I do for you tonight, 480? What are we looking at?
Oh, love.
Oh, yeah. Love, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Love on the right.
That's a good thing
always
to look at. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, well, okay, with you, I see a lot of conflicting love, like maybe conditional love, like you
mm-hmm.
would like a conditional love, like you set your perimeters and you're making a list and checking it twice. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing some of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about the other kind of love, the unconditional love? You ever tried that? Where you just kind of let
yeah.
go of all that?
Unconditional love is cool, but I'm learning that I always have unconditional love for anybody that comes in my life, but
yeah.
if that person is
I'll be like Dr.
Said,
Phil, how's that
my,
working
my,
for you?
Yeah, it's not really going too well. So, because
yeah,
the other
maybe you ought
to
switch.
On the same page as me. Yeah.
Yeah, well,
then
you
it can kind of cause a lot of issues. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
So.
You know, maybe it's time. Well, we have a new
mm-hmm.
year here, 2020, okay? Why
mm-hmm.
don't you switch to unconditional love? How about that? Does that sound like something you might want to switch to? I mean,
no,
really,
I'm trying to switch to conditional.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to conditional. Actually, unconditional.
Yeah, but
you're doing,
that's going to take you years. That's going to take you years before you find the right person because everybody else
yeah.
is on another clock.
Yeah.
We'll look at the clock for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can I look at your clock? You've been putting
yeah.
too much time involved in conditional love, and that means that you're gonna the clock's gonna run out, and at the end of the
uh-huh.
year you're gonna be right where you started. Unconditional
mm-hmm.
love, honey. That's what I see
yeah.
for you. And if
okay.
you know, if I tell anybody anything, then let me ask you, what is your first name?
Keisha.
Okay. I think I've talked to you before.
Yes.
Haven't I?
Yes.
And I think I've given you this advice before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what am I doing? Am I wasting my time? Am I wasting my time?
No.
Am I wasting, are you wasting your time? Who's wasting time here? Me or you? Huh?
I don't really know. I think it's a toss up between all parties involved.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to waste my time anymore. I'm
okay.
just going to tell you that I want you to give it up. Give up your conditional love and go to unconditional
mm-hmm.
love and then call me back. That's
all right.
What
cool.
else would I say? I mean, really,
all right,
because you're
good.
A nice person. You got a lot of love to give. You know, I see you. You dress up nice. You talk to people. You're a nice person. So if I can get you to go to be that nice person and just love everybody, you know, that comes into your life, I've done my clock.
Okay.
But I can't do your clock for you.
Right.
Okay, right. But I don't want you to sit there all year and not have the love of your life come in.
Right.
I don't think that's a
okay.
good thing for anybody. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. All right, so we're going to do this, right? You're going to switch clocks? Are we?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. All right, next time you call, you tell me how that clock's going. All right?
Okay, got you.
Okay, right. Honey. Thanks a lot.
All right. God bless.
You're a nice person. Yes, you are. You're a good person. You deserve love. You got to keep saying that. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, honey.
No problem. Bye.
Okay. Prayer. How do we pray? Do we pray that we're going to get something? Do we pray? Anyway, how do we pray?
Please enjoy this talk given at the Austin Center for Spiritual Living, where we live and teach the principles of science of mind and spirit. For more information, visit austincfl.org.
Well, good morning, everybody. I love that song. Isn't that wonderful? All these things God is, I am. And why is that? Because everything is one thing expressing in this many, many, many different ways, this multiplicity of ways. And if we could only realize that, what we could open ourselves to when we fully embrace that idea of oneness. We live, move, and have our being in the field of all possibilities, of all stuff, of all emotions, of all everything, and we're at choice. And that's my sermon for this morning. I mean, it's not the one that I planned to give, but, well, I think I'll go ahead with what I had planned to give, because it's a topic I really like. And I'd be talking on this idea of prayer, and you know all of us at some time or another, at some point or another in our experience of life, has come across some concept of prayer. I grew up with praying was the act of turning to God and begging God to be able to do all the things that I knew I couldn't possibly do myself, and that maybe if I was a good enough kid and I could cover up really some of my errant behavior, it wouldn't be noticed and I would be granted what I needed in order to be able to get by with doing more things that shouldn't be noticed. That's kind of my approach to it when I was a kid. But we all have some kind of an idea of prayer. And, you know, kids have interesting concepts about prayer. I have in front of me some actual scannings that were sent to me a while back by a friend of mine, another minister, as a matter of fact, on letters that kids wrote to God in Sunday school. And one of the topics or the theme of these letters were, you know, to pray for something. Here's one kid who says this: Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I prayed for was a puppy. Isn't that great? Here's another, I'll read this one. Maybe Cain and Abel would not kill each other so much if they had their own rooms. It works with my brother. I like that. I got to read this. I bet it's very hard for you to love all of everybody in the whole world. There are only four people in our family, and I can never do it. Yeah, let's see. One more here that... maybe two more. We read Thomas Edison made light, but in Sunday school they said you did it, so I bet he stole your idea. And then the last one I really like here: I went to this wedding, you see, and they kissed right there in church. Is that okay? Says a little something about the concept that maybe that kid learned at home about what is right and wrong and what is not good and so on. We've all encountered prayer in various ways. I grew up, as I say, in a tradition where we prayed to God without any real thought to how we were praying to God. And nowadays I find in that same tradition, they're talking a lot more about prayer, affirmative prayer, and how to direct your prayers in an intelligent and systematic manner. But we never got that. Ours was always just to pray, usually to be forgiven, and pray in such a way that acknowledge what sinners and unworthiness we should acknowledge ourselves in life, our own unworthiness.
Yeah, there's so many kinds of prayers. Now, you know, we pray basically just to have forgiveness of our sins or whatever, but the thing about it is that prayer is important. Whatever kind of prayer you're involved in, you got to think about that. Yes, this is between you and God, or between you and your inner divinity. Let's see. 267. What are you doing tonight there, girl? Hello there.
Hello, Brenda. I'm watching Hallmark movies.
do you pray? Do you pray about things?
Do I pray? Yes.
Okay. Do you get your prayers answered?
Well, yes, I'm grateful for a lot of things, and I thank God for my family, you know, stuff like that. But
yeah.
Wait
a second here. You've been doing this for quite some time now. You're pretty successful, but sometimes you doubt yourself. Are you a doubter in your divinity? I'm picking that up. Do you doubt your own divinity?
Sometimes.
Well, you got to know that you do have it. I mean, you're part of God, and you really need to have a little bit more strength in your own divinity. And that, you know what that means? That means trust. Now, do you trust yourself, and when you make a decision that it is the right decision, are you trusting in yourself? Let's ask it that way.
Not always.
Yeah. I see. Well, if I was you and you got such a good prayer life going on here, I would pray for trust. I would pray straight up for trust. You see how that makes sense? To trust myself. You know, because then you start trusting yourself and trusting other people. There's a lot of weakness around you in that area. That's what I'm picking up. Do you still don't trust people that much?
I've had some bad experiences, you know, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
So all those experiences and everything, they led you to pray, but they didn't lead you to pray to trust. So let's say that you want to trust yourself, you want to not doubt yourself, you want to trust who you are, and then you want to trust other people. And I'd say amen to that. Would you say amen to that?
Amen.
Is that a good prayer for you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's work on that. Now, you call me about a lot of issues in relationships, didn't you?
Yes.
A lot of relationship issues, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. What you call trust issues. Yeah. So once you get this thing going on the prayer line, inside, connected with your own divinity, you're going to be fine. Can you see that now?
Yes, as soon as but the right people though. I trust the wrong people.
No, it's not the right people. It's the right you. You're the one that's going to get this going. This is your life we're talking about. You start trusting yourself. It'll spread outwardly. I don't wait for nobody. I'm not waiting for somebody to change.
Oh, okay. I see.
Don't wait for other people to change. You're the one You're the one that's going to do it. Got it?
Right. Right. I gotta change enough to say walk away.
Yeah. They'll come into line. As soon as you change, they'll come into line, okay?
Okay. Do you see someone coming in?
Yeah, I see lots of people around you right now. They're not coming in. They're there. They're waiting on you. See, that's the way it works. Don't wait for somebody to come in. There's quite a lot of people around you right now that you don't trust, and you've been pushing them away. But when you start trusting yourself, that changes that whole vibration, the energy. We're talking about an energy shift. My time is up on the show tonight, but this is really important for you. Okay?
Right.
This is important for you to know that you are the energy that controls. You are the creative energy. You are the divinity. Trust yourself. Once you start trusting yourself, everything will change on the outside. But you got to get an inside change first. Are you with me? Do you understand what we're just talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it may be hard for you to do, but you got this year to work on it. Shift that energy, girl. Okay? We got time running out here. Shift your energy. You can do it. I'm with you all the way. If you need any confidence, I'm with you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, girl, we got it? All right. Thank you very much for calling in.
Okay.
And
bye-bye.
We got to say goodbye because that's the end of the episode. And here we go. Goodbye, everybody. Talk to y'all.